The gates to the Rose Garden are now open. Welcome to my world. You are listening to Talk That Talk with Danielle Moneyham, a reflective conversation where I share the lessons I've learned on this journey called life. I don't have all the answers, but I do have plenty of questions. My name is Danielle Moneyham, and this is my love letter to the world, where I let my soul speak. Let's talk. Hello, friends. The gates to the Rose Garden are open. Welcome back to the show. This season is dedicated to origin stories and understanding the power of our journeys. I'm thrilled to be joined by my meet for dinner travel partner and lock sister and sports blogger, Mo of Talk Sports with Mo. On her YouTube channel and social media, Mo is usually breaking down current events and sports. But today we're learning all about her origin story and what drives her to build a brand in sports. What up, Mo?
Hey, what up? What up?
How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me in the Rose Garden. I feel honored.
You're always welcome to the Rose Garden. And for those who don't know, Mo and I have traveled the world together in real life. We have gone all over. We are known for having our sexy beach photo shoots.
Yes, you take the best pictures.
Thank you. And you take the best pictures. And she also tried to kill me on a paddle boat, but that's another story.
Oh, you cannot put that.
That's no, another story for another day.
Story for another day. Exactly.
So today I do want to learn about you and what led you to create a YouTube channel and an Instagram page, social media, and just establish a brand as a sports blogger. Where did this come from?
So for me, like, I don't play any sports. I'm just going to put that out there, first of all. But I love sports. Like, I'm addicted to watching sports, talking about sports, arguing about sports. So to be honest, it was actually my friends that told me, like, hey, you should start, like, a YouTube channel and just talk about, you know, sports. Like, you have a passion for it. So that's how it actually started. Like, I started a YouTube channel and started Instagram, started posting, breaking news, trying to be, like, Bleacher Reports and ESPN, and that's how I kickstarted Sports Talk with Mo. Just from friends just pushing me, like, hey, you love sports, why not talk about it, start your own blog. And here we are today.
Shout out to friends that push you to follow your passion.
Hey, thank you. Shout out to my friends.
Now, you said that you do not play sports. What was your major in college?
So I was more of like a science student. Like, my major was, I was actually pre-occupational therapy rehabilitation services. But in high school, I did a little bit of track, but that faded quickly.
And do I hear a little bit of an accent?
Yeah. So, I'm from Nigeria, for some of you that don't know.
So you're from Nigeria. Were you born in Nigeria?
No, I was born in America, but I moved back to Nigeria when I was 7 because my parents, they wanted us to know our culture. So they were like, yep, we're shipping you guys back to Nigeria. So yeah, y'all might hear a little bit accent from here to there, but what's up, Niger people?
And do you remember before you went back to Nigeria, did you grow up like exposed to sports when you were really little here? And then when you went to Nigeria at 7, did you see a lot of sports over there?
To be honest, not really here. But when I went back to Nigeria, I was more exposed to soccer. Like, soccer is the number one sports that people pay attention to in Nigeria. So that was what I was more exposed to. But when I came back, I started to fall in love watching, like, American football, hockey. To be honest, baseball, I'm still trying to get a hang of it, but I really enjoyed watching the World Series that just ended. But in Nigeria, I was more exposed to soccer.
Okay. And then when you came back to the United States, you said you went to college, occupational therapy. And then did you ever work in sports or ever work in communications before you launched your channel?
Not at all. No experience in journalism, in sports, nothing. I have none. This is just all passion. Just passion. That's it.
So, as a Black woman sports blogger, what barriers have you experienced as you are fueled by your passion? Have you come up with any barriers?
I think the barrier will be, to be honest, will be myself. I think me, a lot of times, and some people can probably relate with this, I get, you know, when you're starting a blog or anything, it's really hard because, you know, you're new to it. So for me, I didn't really have that confidence in myself when I first started, you know, getting in front of a camera. That can be scary because you're exposing yourself to people that can leave nasty negative comments, you know, below. So it was really hard for me at first. I was like, everybody was encouraging me, you know, hey, you can do it. But it took a while for me to start. Like, I was really discouraged. If I see the views are not a lot, I'll be like, oh, I want to give up. But I think I had to make a decision like, yo, this is my passion. I love sports. So if I'm arguing with friends and talking about it, I could just do that if I'm in front of a camera. Don't worry about who's on the other side. Just be yourself. So I had to get over that hump mentally to get consistent. And thank God I did.
Yes. So when did you start Sports Talk?
I started Sports Talk remote 2017, I think around May, like summertime. I can't remember the exact date, to be honest, but it was in 2017. That was when I started. I came up with the name. It took a while for me to come up with the name, but then my sister was like, I think it was my sister that was like, what about Sports Talk with Mo? And I was like, that's it, Sports Talk with Mo. and I just went with that. And I did my first video. Oh, my God, it was so horrible. I did it at a church. I had a friend bring a camera. The audio was bad and everything. But I think that's the joy I find in that, is I can always go back to that video and be like, wow, see how you started and look at now. You know, when I started, I didn't know how to edit a video. I didn't know anything about Adobe Premiere or all these editing software. But now I am a pro in editing. So yeah.
Did you have to learn about, like, even establishing a channel on YouTube? Because in addition to, like, creating your social media accounts, you created a channel.
I did create, yes, I had to. I spent hours watching YouTube channel, like watching other bloggers that, you know, in sports, just learning different things, how to navigate YouTube, learning the analytics. It's a lot when it comes to YouTube, you know, trying to get the 1,000 subscribers, the 4,000 hours. It's a lot that go into that. It's something I'm still learning every day. So, yeah.
Now, you said that your sister helped you come up with your name. Your friends mm-hmm. encouraged you. But how did your parents respond to the idea of their daughter wanting to be a sports blogger and creating this channel?
They were actually supportive. Like, my mom is someone that is really, really supportive. So she always pushed me. She always told me that you can do anything, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. So they always encouraged me, like, do this. You love sports. Like, me and my dad, we always argue about sports. So he's always encouraging me. He texts me because they're in Nigeria, like, hey, did you catch this game, this basketball game? Did you catch this football game and stuff like that? So they've really been a great support system for me. I think without my family and friends, I don't know if I would have been able to keep going, because, to be honest, it can be really discouraging when you're starting. Like, you know, it's hard when you want people to support you, but people are not really putting it out there. You just have to get over that hump mentally and just keep going regardless.
Just keep going regardless. You said you started off in a church. Where do you record your videos now?
I actually have, like, in my basement, I have, like, a studio in my basement. I have, like, two monitors, my laptop. Like, I've invested. I got lighting. You know, when I started, I didn't have none of that. It was just me and my friend in his church with a camera, and we shot it. The audio was bad. Just horrible. But there was a time I wanted to delete the video, like, and then something was like, no, like, you can use that to motivate other people. Yo, if they're trying to start something, don't overthink it. Just start. Just start. That's it. You don't have to overthink it. Just start. You're going to fail, but that's okay. At least you will learn from it. See where you can get better at, and just keep going.
What has been your greatest accomplishment thus far?
Well, for one, staying consistent. I think also just, I was on this radio show, Progressive Minds. They invited me, so that was big for me, like, being on that. And then also on my page, funny enough, I have like celebrities like come on my page, comment, likes. That's an accomplishment for me. You know, I've actually had athletes like tight end, New England Patriots, Rob Gronkowski, he's liked like a couple of my posts, even a WNBA player. So far, that's a big accomplishment for me because I'm being noticed with my small little channel. So it's growing.
It is growing. What future dreams do you have for your brand?
Ooh, to be honest, to be like you, have a podcast. Have my own podcast. I'm actually thinking about also having like a live stream show. That's a big one, like going live on YouTube, like maybe like on Fridays, have like a sports talk with Mo show where I just update people on what's going on in sports. There's also fantasy football I just got into. I can talk about fantasy football, players to start, sit. So those are things that I'm actually thinking about going into next.
And I want to be like you because I want to learn how to have a YouTube channel. And if you ever want to collaborate, we can do a PTI style talk sports, absolutely, talk that talk crossover. I just got to do my homework so I can know what I'm talking about with you.
Absolutely.
How have you grown personally since you began this journey, since you started investing in yourself and following your passion and believing your yeses? How have you grown?
I think it's just made me more consistent, stop procrastinating, because I do that a lot. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, staying consistent, not procrastinating. Like what I do is I set goals, like I put it in like a task, like, okay, these are the things I'm going to do today. What are the topics I'm going to research? What are the things I'm going to post? So I've been more proactive rather than just before where like I'll just post anything, but now I take the time. And I noticed that when I started doing that, I started to see more people see my channel grow, see my social media grow, like people pay more attention. So I think for me, just growing, being consistent, that's been the biggest one for me.
Who is your favorite athlete to argue about? You said you and your daddy be arguing about stuff. So who is your favorite person to argue about?
How much time do we have? Because it's a lot. Like, I can argue about Tom Brady. Like, he is the GOAT.
He's a cheater. He's a cheater, Bola.
He's not. Why do people say that? He's not a cheater.
Deflategate, Bola.
Deflategate. The only thing that they take against him is because he deleted the text messages. It hasn't been proven. And he still won the Super Bowl after Deflategate. I can argue about Tom Brady all day. Definitely, I can argue about MJ being the GOAT over LeBron. So if y'all want to argue, I'm ready. I think it's those two for sure. And I can say Man U, Manchester United. That's an English soccer team. It's like my favorite soccer team, but we're not playing too well right now. So I might argue about that right now. We suck right now.
What do you think about athletes using their platform for social justice issues?
I'm all for it. You know, I support that. And I have a video where I actually talked about that. Like athletes, I think that was when the whole Black Lives Matter, a lot of things was really going on. I actually did a video talking about athletes needing to step up and use their platform to speak out. And that's why I support Colin Kaepernick, because, you know, he literally lost his job speaking against police brutality. You know, you have LeBron. Man, I can go days for what he has done using his platform. I mean, just amazing with the more than a vote that he's doing. So I definitely encourage a lot, like people, athletes, I'm definitely supporting that they speak out on issues because, you know, they want us to shut up and dribble. And it's like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to speak out when we see things that are not working well for the Black community, you know, police brutality. It's really sad. So I'm happy that a lot of athletes are speaking out. I mean, the NBA players, wow, in the bubble, you know, they were constantly speaking out against the killing that happened to Breonna Taylor. I was just so proud.
2020 has been an incredible year with some crazy, unbelievable highs and devastating lows.
Tell me about
it. So I'm going to ask you about some stuff that happened in 2020, and I want to get your Sports Talk with Mo perspective.
Okay.
All right. Number one, The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. That was crazy. Y'all should check out my YouTube channel. I did like a review on The Last Dance. For me, I love MJ, but I learned a lot about him. He's actually mean. He's a bully. Like, oh my God. Like, but it was really good just also seeing that, you know, that drive in him just wanting to be the greatest, and it just motivates you. So yeah, The Last Dance, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Amazing.
The memes were worth it alone for me.
Oh my God, I still use those memes.
You know, MJ is the GOAT of many things. One is a meme.
The memes, the crying memes. Now you have the one with the laptop, him laughing, or him with the hands. Like, really, like, it's just so many. So many.
Kobe.
Woo, Kobe. That was tough. That was a shocker. That day was just terrible. I was in church when I saw it. And even when I was posting it on my page, I remember my hands just shaking because I couldn't believe it. Like, Kobe. And it's so crazy because he had just posted on his Twitter that I liked a day before he passed away. That was sad.
COVID-19. How COVID-19 has impacted 2020.
In a big way. Even me, because, yeah, I had COVID. But thank God I'm negative now. So please wear your mask, wash your hands, because it is serious out there.
Did you feel a lot of the symptoms that they talked about? How did you know that you had COVID?
So to be honest, I didn't know. I was experiencing, like, I was coughing. And I remember I was sneezing. I was like stuck up. So I went and I was like, okay. I was thinking like, oh, it's just the flu. You know, the weather is changing. So I went and got tested and then it came back positive. And I was like, whoa. So it wasn't as severe, thank God, like other people. It was more of just, you know, fatigue, just wanting to lay in bed. I had loss of smell and just sneezing and coughing.
But you feel better now?
I feel much better now. I had to quarantine. So, you know, I definitely encourage people to wear your mask, wash your hands, keep that distance. But I do have to say that I am proud of, you know, the NBA, how they handled COVID-19 with the bubble, not one positive test. But the NFL is a different story. They've been having a lot of positives, but they're still, you know, they have a lot of protocols in place, so they've been doing a good job, but it's really hard, you know, with the NFL, with so many players to put in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, compared to the NBA, but the NBA, it was amazing. I mean, people didn't think they could pull it off. I honestly didn't think they could pull it off, but they did.
Were you happy with the outcome of the championships?
No.
Why not?
So I'm a Lakers fan, but y'all, I'm not a LeBron hater fan. I'm a Lakers fan, but I mean, LeBron, he's a great player, but it just irks me when people say he's the GOAT. Like, I don't believe he's the GOAT. I believe MJ is the GOAT, and I'll put him at number two. But I really wanted Miami to win it. I felt like, you know, they deserved it. You know, Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, and then them having those injuries just hurt them. With LeBron, is like, you know, give it to somebody else already. Let somebody else enjoy. But I was happy for AD, so whatever.
How about the World Series? Are you happy about that outcome?
I was happy. Yeah, I was happy for the Dodgers because, man, they have experienced, like, back-to-back heartbreaks. Like, they lost last year and the year before, so I really was rooting for them this year, and I was happy that they won it. And talk about COVID, it was crazy because a player, Justin Turner, with the Dodgers, he tested positive for COVID during the World Series. I think the game six and like the 6th or 7th inning, apparently his test had came back positive, so they had to pull him out of the game. And of course, when they won the series, he was back on the field, like, celebrating. And people were like, that was like all over Twitter, like, yo, he tested positive, what is going on? So that's something that the baseball, you know, they're investigating. But for me, I just feel like it makes them look stupid because, you know, if someone tests positive and you're trying to keep players safe and family safe, he shouldn't be on the field. Mm-hmm. So that was not a good look for MLB baseball at all.
How about boxing? Has boxing happened during 2020?
Boxing, not really. I haven't really, not like big fights. You know, they have their normal fight, but not like the big ones that, whoa, everybody like pulls people in like the Vegas. Not really. But I would say with UFC fighting, MMA, that they actually fight, they have an island in Abu Dhabi. That's like their bubble. So they've been successful with that. Like no COVID test. They've been able to pull off like big fights, like the one that just happened. Khabib knocking out Daniel. That was a big fight that just happened last weekend and he retired. So the UFC has been doing a good job with their bubble. They call it the Fight Island.
Wow, Fight Island.
They call it the Fight Island. I mean, overall, you know, I think with sports, it's hard to keep this, you know, this COVID out entirely. It's just not possible. The NBA, kudos to them. They were able to pull it off, but it's not that easy. Eventually, with football, you know, it's really hard. There's so many players. I mean, with NFL, they have 53 players on the roster. It's hard to keep all those people. It's difficult. So the best you can do is just hope that players just follow protocols. That's the best you can do.
How about tennis?
Tennis as well. They actually had, you know, they had the U.S. Open, the French Open. So they had their little, but with them, they didn't have fans in the tennis court. So they didn't have any crazy cases of like anyone breaking out or having any positive tests. I know before they started, Djokovic had positive. He came out positive, but other than that, not during the tournament. So that was good.
What about soccer?
Soccer, man, they've been having Cristiano Ronaldo. For y'all that don't know, that's like one of the biggest soccer players. He tested positive for COVID. And I think they just said he retested. I posted that negative. So with soccer, a lot of players have been testing positive, so they're not doing so well. They don't have a bubble. I mean, they're not letting people, fans, into the stadium. Some of them are, but like I said, it's really hard to keep this stuff out completely because a lot of these owners, they focus more on the money, and when you're not letting fans in, they're losing money. So some of them are like, look, we don't really care. We're going to let fans in regardless. Some might be like, okay, we might let 5% in, maybe 5,000, 7,000, but still, you know, mm-hmm. Either you take the losses or you take the wins, whichever one.
Why do you think that soccer isn't as popular in the U.S. as it is around the world?
I've been asked that a few times. To be honest, I don't know. I think maybe because U.S. are not really that good at it. That's why. I think that's the main reason why. I mean, if you look at their national team, they're okay. You know, they're okay. They're not all that. So I think that's why they don't really like it. They're more into, like, American football. Even when I started watching the NFL, I always wondered why it was called football, considering that they play with their – they hold the ball with their hands. So that's – I think that's the reason why. It's because they're not really good at it. They don't have – they're not producing, like, world-class players. So they're like, we don't really care for it. It's going to be at the bottom barrel of sports over here compared to all other countries all over the world. Like, soccer is number one.
What's your absolute favorite sport?
Ooh, absolute favorite sport. It's between football and basketball, but I think I have to go with basketball.
And you said that LeBron is your favorite athlete?
No.
Who did you say? No, because you said Tom Brady is the GOAT.
My favorite athlete of all time is actually Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow. Why is Kobe your favorite?
Yes, he was the one that made me love the Lakers. I mean, supporting the Lakers for years. So, and that's why even when LeBron, they signed LeBron, I felt iffy about it because I was like, ugh. You know, I knew he couldn't fill those shoes that Kobe left, but still, you know. But what a way to honor Kobe. They won the championship, so that was good.
They did win a championship. So that was one of the highlights, I think, of 2020. Kobe was a devastating loss, but at least the Lakers got to celebrate something in 2020.
Yeah, actually, the city of Los Angeles, because they won the NBA championship and the World Series.
Oh, they did. Okay, Los Angeles, I see you. I see you. So where can people connect with you and support you and subscribe to you on YouTube?
Hey, so my YouTube channel is Sports Talk with Mo, and I am on Facebook. It's Sports Talk with Mo. Twitter is Sports_with Mo, and my Instagram is Sports Talk with Mo with underscore at the end.
Thank you.
So make sure y'all follow me and subscribe.
Yes, make sure to follow her and subscribe and talk sports with her, argue with her about Tom Brady because he is a cheater.
No, he's not.
Deflate Gate. That's all I got to say. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your origin story and walking us through your journey, because it is incredible to watch you and to see your consistency and see how you are continuing to grow. So keep doing what you do, Mo.
Thank you, girl. Yes,
give us Mo. Give us Mo.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, superstars. We are all out of time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, share, review the episodes, tag a friend, talk to me. Visit DanielleMoneyham.com and follow me on social media to stay connected. Your support means the world to me, so thank you for helping my dreams come true. A major lesson that I learned, that I continue to learn, is that although you will experience dark moments in your journey, you can be the light. You have more power than you know. Until we meet again, shine bright.